13th meeting of our 173rd year of the Waukesha County Board of Supervisors to order. I will ask you please join me in a Pledge of Allegiance and a silent prayer. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Supervisors Grant and Zimmerman notified us that they were unable to attend tonight's meeting. Otherwise, the rest of the supervisors are present.
Okay, this is not still running. Okay, seeing no public comment. County Clerk correspondence and announcements.
Sure. All ordinances from the February 26, 2019 meeting were signed by the county executive, and there were 8 claims filed since our February meeting.
Okay. All right, County Board Chair and Supervisor announcements. I'll start. Supervisor Whitto, you said you have one.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My fellow supervisors, I'm going to embarrass my colleague from Muskego tonight. Recently, our Chamber of Commerce had a special gala. Not only was it annual fundraiser, but something very significant took place that night. For those of you that know our colleague, he came to some of us about 4 months ago, and he says, guess what you're doing on March 14th? I said, well, I'm taking my wife out to dinner for my birthday. He goes, yeah, but you're going to be doing it for the Chamber in Muskego because we are going to roast and honor our 5 teams that hit states last year. Keith coordinated working with Impro Corporation, who, by the way, with Supervisor Hammett's leadership, sponsored 8 or 10 tables for these kids so they could be at the event to receive the accolades and some awards. And you guys heard us brag about this before. But we took state in football, girls cross country, gymnastics, which happens to be all girls, by the way, and pom and dance, which still happens to be all girls, and boys swim. So the reason I mention this is he would never do this on his own. And I'm telling you, we had the Muskego Lakes Country Club jammed, and it was by far one of most, if not their most successful event. To be there that night made me incredibly proud, not just for being his colleague on this board, but for being from my hometown. And on top of it all, he acted surprised when the Chamber Board gave him Retail Business of the Year. Our supervisor, my colleague, does a ton of things for our community that you guys are never going to hear about, may never read about, but he's got a heart of gold, and I told him I'd embarrass the crap out of him tonight, so thank you.
Congratulations, Supervisor. Sorry I missed that. Supervisor Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. I wanted to make sure you were aware that a week from tomorrow, Wednesday, April 3rd, is our annual Health and Human Services Board public hearing. If you've never attended, I think it's the one event where more of our Waukesha County constituents show up than any other. It's a public hearing format where people have up to 3 minutes to either tell us about any services that they like or share things that they think we should be doing. Our job as a Health and Human Services Board is just to listen, but if you're available next Wednesday, it's taking place at the Health and Human Services building. Instead of going in the main doors, you take a left right there, and that's where we'll be. So if any of you can make it, we would appreciate your attendance. Thank you. Time? Good point. 7 p.m. next Wednesday night, April 3rd.
Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that we've all heard of the great prowess of the athletic teams in Muskego on several occasions. I want to stand up here and brag about my home team. Brookfield Central this year won state championship, first time in their history. And during the season, they lost one of their star players, and I thought, well, you know, we're going to go down the drain here. But I think it just exemplifies the true teamwork that's involved in a sport such as basketball. And they came through, won the state championship. And I think the city of Brookfield, I know Mayor Ponto, I talked to him. Everybody's very proud of that team, and congratulations to them.
Well done. Supervisor Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. Some of you know that I serve on the Waukesha County Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force. And one of the things that we had last Wednesday was an event that filled the St. Anthony's Church on the lake. And standing room only, Supervisor Johnson was there. I don't know if anybody else was, but thank you for attending. And we had guest speaker Teresa Flores. And the odd thing about that is I have a daughter named Teresa Flores, only she does not have an H, this woman did, and told her riveting story about how she had been trafficked and how that happened to her. And I want to just say that this is an issue. It's here. And what I loved about what Judge Schimmel said is that if there's drugs, there's trafficking. If there's trafficking, there's drugs. So we do have it. It's here. And we have an amazing group of people that are addressing the issue right here. And I am excited to be a part of that. It's not a pretty story, but it is really an important thing. So I'll keep you guys informed on any future events. Thank you.
Thank you. I have several announcements. Number one, for those of you who have been on the board for a bit, you'll notice we have a familiar face back with us. I'd like to welcome Kelly is back with us. She officially is now back with the county clerk's office. So we're glad to have her back and welcome you again. Second, I'd like to announce that for those of you that were helped us last year, the Penny Wars are back, April 4th through the 8th. You saw a penny jar. If you're in the building at all and you come to the county boardroom, please donate your pennies. Do not donate your silver because it's a minus. However, you can take your silver to any of the other departments and put that in there because it's a negative. So go, if you've got some extra quarters or dimes or nickels, take them up to the county exec's office and drop them in there. And but we like all your pennies. We were doing really well last year, thanks to a lot of you that helped. And then somebody from administration, Gary Bell. Not that we wanted to name anybody, but Gary Bell came in and dropped in $100 worth of quarters, which negated everything we had accumulated, because it's a plus-minus thing. So, you know, we just have a strategy this year, so we'd like to, if you've got somebody loose change, bring us the pennies and drop the silver off at some of the other departments. So please help us with that. That's April 8th to 12th. United Performing Arts Center is the fund, is the recipient of that. And then there's two other things that go with that that we're doing for UPAF, and that's cookouts. So if you're around on April 4th, and downstairs at the administration at our cafeteria, all of us in administration and that work here, it's a Brewers theme. Some of you were around last year. It's a cookout. So from 11 to 1, come and get your brats and accoutrements and join us for that. Again, the donations go to the United Performing Arts Fund. And on April 8th, Health and Human Services will be doing their cookout about the same time frame, I think 11 to 1. And again, that is a fundraiser for United Performing Arts Center. So if you're near the campus or anywhere close, please come in and try the cookouts. It's a lot of fun, good way to meet and talk with other people. That's what I have. Okay. So with that, I'd like to have a motion to approve the minutes from our previous meeting. So moved by Supervisor Howard, second by Supervisor Johnson. Any additions, deletions, comments, or questions? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The meeting minutes are passed. Okay. Now the votes needed for this evening. Oh, 106, 108, And 109 will need 17 votes. 104, again, 104 will need 19 votes. All the rest are simple majority. With that, we'll move to our standing committee's presentations of ordinances, resolutions, and motion. First will be Land Use, Parks, and the Environment Committee. Ordinance 173-0099.
Amend the district zoning map of the Town of Lisbon zoning code by rezoning certain lands located in part of the southeast quadrant, section 36, town 8 north, range 19 east, town of Lisbon, Waukesha County, Wisconsin, from the A3 agricultural and residential estate district to the R1 suburban single family residential district.
Supervisor Hammond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellows. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. I move ordinance 0099.
Second by Supervisor Batsko.
This ordinance rezones 4.7 acre parcel in the town of Lisbon to the R1 suburban single family residential district to allow the property to be divided by a certified survey map. This ordinance was approved by the Lisbon Town Board, the Waukesha County Park and Planning Commission. It passed unanimously in committee, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Okay, the board is closed. The ayes have it 23-0. Our next ordinance is 173-0100.
Thank you. Amend the Waukesha County Shoreland and Floodland Protection Ordinance district zoning map of the Town of Waukesha and the district zoning map of the Town of Waukesha zoning code by revising the conditions of a previous conditional zoning enrolled ordinance 171-35 for certain lands located in the southwest quadrant of section 29 and part of the northwest quadrant of section 32, town 6 north, range 19 east, town of Waukesha.
Supervisor Hammond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. I move forward to ordinance 173-0100.
Second by Supervisor Mitchell.
This ordinance receives the conditions of the previous conditional rezoning to allow the creation for 4 residential lots. The ordinance was approved by the Waukesha Town Board, the Waukesha County Park and Planning Commission, passed unanimously in committee, and I urge your support.
Okay, seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance passes 23-0. Our next item is item 173-0101.
Approve second amendment to the Mill Pointer Property Residential Use Agreement.
Supervisor Hammond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Whoops, sorry. Hang on. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and fellow supervisors. I move ordinance 173-0101.
Second by Supervisor Cummings.
This ordinance amends the residential use agreement for property located within the Neshota Park to extend the term of the residential use agreement until June 30th, 2019 for Joanne Millpointer. And this passed unanimously in committee, and I urge your support.
Okay, seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The Ordinance passes 23-0. Item, Ordinance 1730106.
Thank you. Amend the 2019 budget of the Community Development Program for Additional Home Investment Partnership Program Income Funds and the Community Development Block Grant Program Income Funds.
Supervisor Hammond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 1730106.
Second by Supervisor Paulson.
This ordinance modifies the 2019 budget for Parks and Land Use Department, the Community Development Fund, to appropriate additional federal funds of approximately $1.2 million, including $683,553 for the home program and $540,389 for the CDBG program. The additional budget expenditures is offset with the related program incoming, resulting in no tax levy. This ordinance passed unanimously in committee, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance passes 23-0. Next, we'll hear from the Executive Committee. Ordinance 1730102.
Amend Waukesha County Code of Ordinances to modify Waukesha County investment policy.
Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 1730102.
Second by Supervisor Donlinger.
This ordinance allows the investment manager to purchase corporate university bonds from non-U.S. issuers. This would be like M&I Bank, which changed into Bank of Montreal, Royal Dutch Shell, which is actually headquartered in the Netherlands. The investment manager that we use for this type of investment, Galliard, it gives them a larger pool for selection of the funds for our investments. These investments must be double A or higher. They're greater or less than or equal to 7 years. They must be in U.S. dollar denomination, so we don't have to worry about the exchange rate for dollars and whatever currency they're using, and it's limited to 1.5% of the total of Waukesha County's investment portfolio. This was passed unanimously by Finance and unanimously by Executive tonight, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance passes 23-0. Next item are appointments, 173A34, A035, A036. Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My fellow supervisors, I move appointment 173A034. 035, and 036.
Second by Supervisor Swan.
Just to identify these, Alicia Gilling to the Pauline Haas Public Library Board of Trustees, Arnold Mancata to the Ethics Board, and Dick Mace to the Wisconsin River Rail Transit Commission. These were passed unanimously at Executive Committee, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote for the appointments? Board is closed. The appointments are passed 23-0. Next is Ordinance 1730103.
Approval of corneal donor referral agreement with Lions Eye Bank of Wisconsin to act and obtain cornea donor referrals from the medical examiner's office.
Supervisor Wolf.
Mr. Chairman, I move Ordinance Number 1730103.
Second by Supervisor Whittle.
Mr. Chairman and my fellow supervisors, as was indicated in the narrative, this ordinance allows the medical examiner's office to enter into an agreement with the Lions Eye Bank of Wisconsin, who was the sole applicant and is qualified to provide the services of cornea donor referrals. And I urge your support.
Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, my fellow supervisors. There was a concern about this particular ordinance at Finance Committee and the fact that when Dr. B, our medical examiner, was in front of the Finance Committee, she had indicated that the contract that we have is a one-year contract. However, if you look at the contract behind the ordinance, it makes reference to a five-year contract. We called in corporate counsel towards the end of our meeting. We put this on hold for, as far as a vote is concerned, called in corporate counsel. He thought that, or he indicated to the Finance Committee that rather than having a generic contract attached to ordinances in the future, he will have specific, he will use the wording from the generic contract, but will have specific parties written on there. So it's Waukesha and the tissue bank that the Dr. B is using, while the contract is allowed for 5 years, she may with a one-year contract with the current tissue bank or whatever the entity, she may renew it up to 5 years, but she may also change it after 1 year. So, but I just want to let you know while reading this, you may have been a little confused, although. You didn't hear from Dr. B saying it was a one-year contract and the contract was a five-year in written here. And anyways, I believe if and other people from the Finance Committee, if they want to speak up, I believe we're comfortable with this now that the corporate counsel had indicated that henceforth we'll be a little more specific in the contracts that are attached to our ordinances. Thank you.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman and fellow supervisors, I'm just a little confused as far as the medical examiner having these people coming in at any time of the night. And I know the date said something about they would be shutting the door in case there'd be somebody that would be uncomfortable. Maybe that's the second one that we're going to be dealing with. But I'm a little bit... usually this was done in hospitals as far as having donations and donors coming. And I'm just, can I get a little more information from the board that was talking about this, please?
I don't know if we really have any specific information. Counselor, do you have any on this? No, it is as was indicated by Supervisor Heinrich. As you see, as it's written in the ordinance, this is something, it's basically a contract we've had very similar before. So this is a one-year, just 1 year at this point. With this, the ordinance we're working on now is with the, this is strictly with the Lions Eye Bank of Wisconsin. So that's the ordinance we have in front of us. Supervisor Donlinger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, my fellow supervisors. If it would help put you a little bit at ease, we of the medical examiner at the meeting whether or not she was comfortable with the terms of the agreement, and she'd indicated that yes, she was. So I don't know for how many years, but yes, this is a standing requirement from the state.
Supervisor Paulson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, my fellow supervisors. I think if I'm reading you right, Supervisor Johnson, you were concerned about the dignity of the body, and that was one thing we brought up. And she assured us that this, there was, dignity will be preserved. We're not going out for the highest bidder, and this will, there will be dignity in this whole process.
All right, seeing no further discussion, would you please vote on Ordinance 103? Board is closed. The ordinance passes 22-1. Our next item is 173-0107.
Approval of agreement with American Tissue Services Foundation to obtain and act upon tissue donor referrals from the medical examiner's office.
Supervisor Wolf.
Mr. Chairman, I move ordinance number 173-0107.
Second by Supervisor Wysocki.
Mr. Chairman and my fellow supervisors, this ordinance pursuant to Wisconsin statute authorizes our medical examiner to enter into a contract with the American Tissues Foundation, who was found to be the best qualified applicant for tissue recovery at our medical examiner's office. This is a 5-year contract, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. This passes also 22-1. Our next item is Ordinance 173-0108.
Accept State of Wisconsin SIMCOM exercise program funding and modify the Emergency Preparedness 2019 budget to appropriate grant revenues and expenditures for emergency responder training.
Supervisor Wolf.
Mr. Chairman, I move Ordinance number 173-0108.
Second by Supervisor Crowley.
Mr. Chairman and my fellow supervisors, on May 1st through the 3rd at the, I believe at the Waukesha Expo Grounds, we will be hosting a SIMCOM exercise, which hosted by our Emergency Preparedness Department. This ordinance authorizes $6,800, which will be used to feed and water the participants. It provides lunches, beverages, and snacks for about 400 program participants. This is a use of grant funds and has no direct tax levy impact, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed, and the ordinance passes 23-0. Our next item is Ordinance 173-0109.
Modify the Department of Health and Human Services 2019 budget to increase expenditures using additional general fund balance related to unanticipated 2018 state revenue allocations.
Supervisor Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. I move Ordinance 173-0-109.
Second by Supervisor Waltz.
Thank you. So in January, we got notified by the state of an additional $402,300 that we will be using. These are the unanticipated 2018 state revenue allocations. What we're going to be doing with that money is pretty exciting. We usually don't know this until after budget, so that's why we're doing an allocation on that. There is going to be our state-mandated 24/7 crisis hotline that we have to have. That's going to help that. Still needs some staffing. We do still have a backlog for our children's long-term support. We have to get that wait list cleared by July. We do have 300 on that wait list. It doesn't mean that we have 300 people waiting to get in there, but there is a wait list of 300, and that has to go away. We're going to have some economic support as well. And then a contract developer is going to help customize the voice-to-text for recording and transcription for our psychiatrists, which has been a bit of an issue. It's been taking a lot of time for them to be able to get their reports in, and so this will really help speed that up for our medical records, electronic medical records. So I urge your support.
Supervisor Paulson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My fellow supervisors, one thing when this came before finance, Inspector Gum was in there, and this is interaction with the Sheriff's Department also, and when they don't have enough people to do the programs, then their deputies have to wait. So it's interaction within the county, and I urge your support.
Yes, this will save time. Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote on this ordinance? The board is closed. The ordinance passes 23-0. Our next item is Finance Committee. It will be Ordinance 173-0104.
Authorize the issuance of not to exceed $17,500,000 in general obligation promissory notes from the capital for capital projects.
Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 173-0104.
Second by Supervisor Morris.
Well, here we go. This is the start of the borrows for the courthouse. So we're up to $17,500,000 this year. It's a lot of money. However, we're paying down our debt while we are taking additional debt. We are currently at about 6% of our allowed amount to borrow constitutionally. So we're in pretty good shape as far as our debt relative to what we can borrow. So Norm and broker for the bond gave us projection of what we might anticipate for the true interest rate, and we'll see that when we actually go out for bids on that, but it's looking pretty promising. And with the fact that we're only at 6% of our borrowing, I feel comfortable that that we should pass this unanimously. And like I said, this is just the start of the borrows that are necessary for the courthouse. So I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. Supervisor Heinrich, you got your wish. It's 23-0. All right, I will now take a motion to go into closed session. I have a move by Supervisor Howard, second by Supervisor Johnson. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We are now going to closed session. I'll have time to shut off the mics. Make sure the mics are off. Mark, you need to shut that door.